Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts. Aww. He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure as always. And I know you're hanging out now because you know Tom Masecker's coming up, right? Yeah, you're excited about Tom being here. Tom is the author of a number of books, at least four that I know of. But I knew him, ladies and gentlemen. I was introducing him to you when he, I think maybe when he didn't have any books. Then he had one, then two, then three, now four. Maybe there's another one out there I don't know about, but he's one of the top branding minds on the planet, as far as I'm concerned, and he's certainly our top branding guy on the Brain Trust. He's our good friend Tom Masecker. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
It's good to have you back.
Great to be here, as always.
Sandbox Wisdom is the first one. Four Sides of Sandbox Wisdom, then A Brand New World, and then A Clear Eye for Branding.
That's right.
Did I get that in order? Those are all the books there.
That's an exact order.
Yeah. Perfect. See, I pay attention. I do my homework. I have a memory. I can remember things. Hey, talk to us, Tom, about what you're seeing out there in the economy, but especially with regard to, say, the pressure or maybe the opportunity. Maybe we should say opportunity. The pressure and or opportunity that you see the current economic situation putting on brands.
Well, the pressure is heating up right now for sure. But the opportunity and the change that I've been seeing has been going on for at least 5 to 10 years. And what's happening is, and we've talked about this, just about every niche has been filled with a product or service. So people have so much choice. I mean, they're not out there looking for something that doesn't exist anymore.
They don't need us to drop by and introduce something to them they've never seen before.
No, because they've seen just about everything. And so the issue now becomes, what is it that I'm seeing about yours that elevates it to this level in my mind, in my heart, that even makes me want to take another step and learn more about you? People are so busy, they're under so much pressure, so much stress, they're so discerning and skeptical that it's really becoming difficult to even get people to pause for a second and look at what you have, because to them, it's just more of the same stuff. And that is really, I mean, that's putting some hurt on a lot of traditional marketers in the way that they approach the marketplace because they don't really understand the shift. I mean, a perfect example of that is the Shopper Image just filing for bankruptcy protection.
Oh, is that right?
Yep. That's just happened. They're closing half of their stores. By the way, if you've got any Shopper Image gift cards, I don't know what to tell you because they're not even accepting their own gift cards during the reorganization.
Wow.
But think about it. What happened to the Shopper Image, right? This is an iconic brand.
He was a fair-haired child for a long time.
And everybody knows what it is, so it has nothing to do with awareness. It has to do with relevance. I mean, people look at this stuff and they say, okay, so what? I can get that stuff at Amazon.com. Mm-hmm. I can get it at ThinkGeek. I can get it at Buy. I can get it at Overstock. So what was special and what was different and what additional value were customers getting from Shopper Image? Nothing.
Right.
And see, that's what's happening. There's so many competitive alternatives out there that if you don't elevate yours in people's minds, you don't have a chance anymore of just mailing things out and making a decent return on your investment. It just doesn't work like that anymore because there's too much stuff being emailed out, mailed out, t- televised, advertised. It's everywhere.
Yeah, keyword searches and everything else. It's so where's the opportunity in the future, Tom?
Well, again, the opportunity is if you can understand in your audience's mind what it is that today it's how do they define value, not how you define it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because we used to look at value and we'd say, okay, value is pretty simple when it comes to a marketplace transaction. It's about quality, on-time delivery, competitive pricing, decent hours, and smiling people. And then we figured, well, okay, well, that we've got it licked.
Yeah, it's different now. Stand by. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back, folks, with our good friend Tom Asacker. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We got more to come, more branding, more 21st century branding, more 2008 branding with Tom Asacker right after these messages. Stay with us. Here's Billy, Dusty, and Frank. Spencer Davis Group, ladies and gentlemen. You might be surprised to know that the lead singer is Steve Winwood. That guy right there. He was 17, by the way, when he was singing that song. That's a great rock and roll song from the Wayback Machine back in about 1966 or 7. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Of course, I'm not old enough to remember any of that music. I'm just, you know, I just like it. Tom Asacker is not old enough to remember any of that either. He's our good friend. And the author of Sandbox Wisdom and all the other books that he's written on branding. Give us your website, Tom.
It's acleareye.com. So A Clear Eye.
And they can find all your books there and all the other stuff that you do on branding. Are you, okay. All right, Tom, you've got a young lady about to graduate from college, and she comes to you, your daughter comes to you, and she says, all right, Dad, I want to be an entrepreneur. And, I've been reading about all these other guys who, you know, made a fortune over the last 20, 30 years in business and 40, 50 years in business. They, you know, built businesses up and they sold them. And I'm just now in my 20s. I want to be able to start something like that. What would you tell her?
I would tell her that the opportunities are pretty much limitless right now.
Are limitless?
Limitless. I mean, to be an entrepreneur, this is the best time in the world to be alive because you have global reach to all the greatest minds and the greatest manufacturing processes, and I mean, it all exists. It's at the click of a mouse. It's all right there for you.
Mm-hmm.
What you have to understand is that there's also there's an abundance of products and services. So you've got to figure out how can I combine all this knowledge that exists in the world with my knowledge of and my desire to improve the lives of the people that I want to try to help. That's it. I mean, you've got to look at a group of people, and you've got to say, how can I help these people, given my knowledge, my expertise, my ability to put products and services together and get them to them? How can I make them happier? How can I save them time? How can I make them smile? Don't think about how can I give them products.
Mm-hmm.
That's not it. Because if you look at the companies that have filed, a lot of the big brands that have filed bankruptcy protection over the last 3 to 6 years, these aren't people that were selling luxury items. I mean, these are brand names like Vlasic Pickle and Sunbeam Bread and Owens Corning Fiberglass and Chiquita Banana and Schwinn Bicycle, Poplite Golf Ball, Prince Spaghetti, Wonder Bread, Kmart. I mean, these are all iconic brands that we grew up with. But what they didn't have was anything special that people could look at and say, yes, I want that because not only am I getting a slice of bread for my toast, but I'm getting something else. I'm getting maybe better nutritional value. I'm getting maybe I'm feeling good about myself. Now, you might say, well, how can you feel good about yourself when it comes to bread? Well, look at some of the things that like Unilever and Procter & Gamble are doing to help the world with their products. You know, they're out there trying to provide clean drinking water for people in Africa. They're out there, you know, trying to make girls feel better about themselves with, you know, mm-hmm. with the Dial Real Beauty campaign.
So it's more than just the stuff, isn't it?
Oh, it's way more. I mean, that's a great title for a new book, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's more than just stuff.
It's because more than the stuff. Because all the stuff, and see, this is, folks, you've been hearing me say this now for a long time. All the stuff in the world, basically today, there's almost no stuff that isn't a commodity.
Oh, you know, all stuff's a commodity.
Yeah.
That's why it's called stuff. And see, that's the issue. So what do you do? How do you bundle this? You have to get that human beings are emotional creatures first. Most businesses, for whatever reason, they think people are logical. So what they do is they focus on persuasion. Everything is persuasion. All the ads are persuasion. Why we're better. Why we're, you know, and you know what? It's not about persuasion first. It's about motivation first. And motivation is about feelings.
And connection. You got to connect, don't you?
Yeah, and you know what?
If you manipulation is passé, isn't it?
There was
a time when you could manipulate consumers, but they don't manipulate so well these days, do they? I've got a friend who's his business model is what he calls post advertising.
Perfect. Well, how can you manipulate people when they have more information than you do?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's in the old days. You know, it was like the Wizard of Oz. That guy was still behind the curtain. And it was easy to have the smoke and the big, you know, scary guy. But now the curtain is flung wide open. You can Google anything and find out anything about anybody, prices, quality. It doesn't matter what it is. So you've got to be transparent to get people to trust you today. If they sense at all that you're hiding things, they'll run the other way.
The good news is if you do have an esoteric product, a niche product, a niche of a niche of a niche esoteric type product or service, you can reach those people across the world who want your esoteric little product. That's the good news. If you know how to get to those people, you can reach them and you can do business, whereas in, you know, years ago you couldn't do that. It was very difficult to do that. Stand by. Quick break. Right back. More to come right after these messages with our good friend Tom Asacker. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Men the man is dead. That's right. Turn the microphone. Say the last just as the time bell rings.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.